why you must understand that money is faster than time. What's up, everyone? It's your friend and host, Ryan Helms, and I want to welcome you to the Hustle to Freedom podcast. If you're not already, be sure to go add me on Instagram, Ryan_Helms_ATL, and shoot me a DM when you do that. I'd love to chat with you. Today is episode 100. Honestly, it's just crazy to think about. It's wild. I remember getting the idea March of 2018 to start this podcast, so not even a year ago. And I was like, you know, if I do this, I have to commit to at least getting to episode 100. Like, I'm not gonna stop no matter what. If I only get 10 downloads, I'm gonna keep going till I get to episode 100. Thankfully, I've got a lot more than 10 downloads and things have been going great with the podcast, but it's just crazy to think that we hit 100 episodes already. And I want to thank you so much for joining along. If you're not already subscribed, please go subscribe. And if you haven't already, leave a rating or review. I'd be very thankful about that. So today's episode, today's solo episode, it's right now, it's Tuesday, February 19th. And what I want to talk about today is something I experienced yesterday, which was Monday, February 18th. I was at a mastermind here in Nashville, Tennessee. Obviously, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, so I came up this week to Nashville for a conference. And before the conference, they had this mastermind. And this was a group of around 200 ambitious entrepreneurs learning in an intimate environment from some of the best entrepreneurs in the world. Some of the speakers, and I'll link these people down below. I'll link their Instagram if you want to check them out. Some of the speakers were James Smiley, Steve Larson, Rachel Peterson, J.R. Revis, Josh Forty, and a few others spoke. And this was, I think, about 14 hours. We were in the same room drinking from a fire hose of knowledge. It was an intense 14 hours. It was so good. I have some amazing notes. And one of the things that several of the speakers actually talked about, it was kind of interesting that they all had different topics that they were going over and covering in their talks, but several of them all referenced in some way the principle that money is faster than time. And this really spoke to me because it's something that I struggled with greatly in the beginning. And quite frankly, I still struggle with this some. I remember when I was just getting started and I had to know how to do everything and do it myself. This cost me so much time learning to do these. And more often than not, it just produced an average product. So there's many examples of this, me doing this in just my short side hustle life. I mean, I spent over 60 hours building my first website on WordPress. Like, literally, I remember being on YouTube and watching this tutorial. The tutorial itself was like 8 hours long, and I would watch it and do something that he showed and watch it and do something, which is good. I mean, I learned something, but I spent over 60 hours doing this. And if you think about it from a side hustle perspective, we have 2 to 3 hours each day, if we're lucky, right, to work on our side hustle. That means I wasted like 3 to 4 weeks, so essentially a month doing that, building that website. Same thing when I launched the Side Hustle Journal on Kickstarter. Plug, if you haven't already picked up the Side Hustle Journal, head over to grithandhustle.co, pick up your free PDF copy there. But when I was creating the Side Hustle Journal, I designed it out. I had many iterations of it, rough drafts and things like that, which I had to do because I had to figure out what I needed to get out of my head, right, to put it on paper. But once I needed that final product, I downloaded Adobe InDesign, and I spent several hours working on that, and I realized the learning curve was far too steep, and I ended up hiring someone on Upwork. This would have cost me, you know, 20 to 30 hours of my time, and I end up just paying this person $75 to do that for me, right? So 20 to 30 hours of my time or pay someone $75. And if that learning curve wouldn't have been so steep, I would have probably done it myself and wasted that 20 to 30 hours just because I didn't have this concept in my head that money is faster than time, right? I hadn't been introduced, even though it's such a basic concept, but hadn't been introduced to it yet. And there's so many examples of this, like, throughout my journey that I was mentioning. And a lot of these things I've tried have failed. Many of these side hustles that I've tried have failed due to me trying to do everything myself. Doing that allowed me to not get in my zone of genius. And I didn't allow other people to work in their zone of genius. So I was trying to do a little bit of everything and getting mediocre results instead of just focusing on what I'm really good at and letting other people focus what they're really good at. The principle that money is faster than time is why online courses are so popular. I mean, think about it. You could learn the same thing by piecing together information from all over the internet. Guarantee it. It's all out there. Like, you could piece together blog posts, YouTube videos, podcasts, and you could learn that same exact information, but you would spend a ton of time pulling that information together. In online courses, it's all bundled. It's packaged together. You have somebody that knows what they're talking about, hopefully, and it drastically speeds up that process of going out, compiling all this information yourself, consuming it, figuring out what's good, what's not good. It's all right there. That's why online courses are so popular, because money is faster than time. You can buy the course instead of going out and piecing all that together yourself. And if you don't understand, or more importantly, believe this principle, you'll waste so much time in your business, in your side hustle, wherever you're at. Those of you that still have day jobs, though, which will be most of you, you must leverage your day job to pay for the speed. You've got a little bit of time. You're likely entering a niche which will have a high learning curve that you're not super knowledgeable on. For example, if you, I don't know, maybe you're a mid-level manager of, I don't know, some store, and you're trying to learn affiliate marketing, for example, you're going to have a high learning curve, right? And you could drastically speed that up with money by paying for that. A lot of you are probably unsure of the proper way to execute things. You could really speed that up and save a lot of failure by paying someone. You need to take some of the cash flow from your job, your day job, and funnel that into expediting the growth of your side hustle. For example, are you struggling to build a website? Pay someone to do it for you. It'll be quicker and it'll look better. Are you not getting any ROI on your Facebook ads? Pay someone that knows what they're doing. Is it difficult to get blog content out? Pay someone to write for you. Are you struggling to learn how to properly execute and grow your side hustle? Join a mastermind, etc., etc. And on that last point about joining a mastermind, so one of the speakers yesterday was Rachel Peterson. And if you don't know her, she's known as the queen of social media. She grew in three years, she went from $0 to $2 million annual in her social media agency. So she definitely knows what she's talking about. And she also talked about the principle of money is faster than time. And one of the most impactful things, going back to that last point that I made, one of the most impactful things that she said she did for her business was joining a high-profile mastermind. And there was two ways to get into this mastermind. One, you could have the credentials, which was your business had to be making X amount of dollars per year in revenue, like verified revenue, or you could buy your way in. And she, without a doubt, said the biggest game changer was her in buying her way into that mastermind. And, you know, because what she was paying for, she was paying to be around high-profile entrepreneurs who had already been where she is trying to go. Let me repeat that. She paid to be around high-profile entrepreneurs who had already been where she wanted to go. If you want to achieve something quickly, whether that's a website, business success, whatever it is, you need to understand that money is faster than time. I hope this is making sense to everyone. You can take the long, slow route, or you can get in the fast lane. It's honestly your choice. You need to use your day job to get in the fast lane, leverage that income, and get your side hustle launched, profitable, and growing quickly. If you guys have any questions about this concept, this topic, etc., I'd love to dive into it with you more and help you understand how you can start to leverage money to get quicker and get more speed in your business and get the results that you're wanting to, just add me on Instagram. That's probably the best place. Ryan_Helms_ATL. Shoot me a DM. Tell me what you thought about this episode, this concept. I'm going to be doing a couple more episodes around my takeaways from this week. So like I said, I was at a mastermind yesterday here in Nashville with those speakers that I mentioned. And again, I'll link them down in the show notes below of the podcast so you can check them out. And the rest of this week, I'll be again here in Nashville for the actual conference, which is Funnel Hacking Live. So I'm going to be taking some of my key takeaways and turning them into some of these small little solo episodes to share these topics with you guys, because I think they're super valuable. I mean, I probably got like 5 or 8 episodes just from yesterday's content. And this was just one that I know that I personally really struggle with. And I think a lot of you guys struggle with as well, trying to do everything when you can expedite the process by just paying a little bit of money. So remember, money is faster than time, but keep hustling, my friends.